from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reiterated the number 2 cornerback spot. That remains an unanswered question, and they will continue mixing and matching options there. I know the depth chart did come out, and on the depth chart, Jalen Watson was listed as corner 2. I don't think that means a damn thing, clearly. I mean, it's an unanswered question. They're going to mix and match. They could have thrown any name out there at number 2 corner. Jalen Watson, I guess, technically could end up, could he get the very first snap on defense? Maybe so, but they're going to work in Joshua Williams and Nazi Johnson and maybe somebody else that we're not talking about enough into that mix, and someone's going to have to make plays and emerge. Like, I think it'll get settled here in the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, but it's a question, and it's fair. My concern level is like, I guess, middle of the road. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, my concern that they don't have a number 2 corner that has emerged before the start of the season and their coaching staff has admitted that, it's like a 5 on the scale of 10. Like,
no, but if you told me week 15 burger, they still didn't know who their corner 2 is, I got a problem.
Sure.
Because I'm with you. You can, as the Chiefs have done multiple times over the last 5 years, slow walk a position into comfort. Because let's even take wide receiver last year as an example. You'd be like, why the hell would you use that as an example? Well, because going into week 1 last year, they thought Tony was their 1, MVS was their 2, Rashee Rice was their 5, and they had a whole different plan for what the hell they were offensively. By week 16, while it was not pretty, and we still did not love their wide receiver options, Tony wasn't on the field. Rashee Rice was their number 1. They had decided who they were. They were going to play the best version of themselves by then. So just as long as they get corner 2 solved by the end of the year, even if it is still a problem position, if you know who you are, you can design your defense around to solve some of those problems. These first few weeks are probably going to stink a little, because I do think what's going to happen is, I think the quarterback's going to go back, and the game plans going into these games are going to be, we're going to line Amon-Ra, because not them, but we're going to line up our number 1 wide receiver directly against that dude, and we're going to go at him for a while until they prove whether or not he can guard or can't. I think they're going to specifically, in the early, the first month of the season, Ja'Marr Chase is going to end up on Jalen Watson a lot, or Joshua Williams a lot, or in, you know, Baltimore's case, or the Chargers' case, whoever their number 1 is, in this case, the Chargers, that Ladd McConkey, I don't know.
I think Josh Palmer's.
Josh Palmer, fine. Josh Palmer is going to find himself lined up against corner 2 a lot for this team. But I like that Spags is willing to admit it, because knowing your flaws is the easiest way to try to hide them. Every team has to hide their flaws. For the longest time, for the Chiefs, it was linebacker, and they'd like rotate safeties into the box all the time. But I actually think someone said they got worse at linebacker because there's no Willie Gay. I think they got better. I think Leo Chenal likely to be a better player this year than Willie Gay was.
There's a chance as the season, you know, gets towards the end. Remember, that's also the difference with, I think, the Chiefs versus other teams. Yeah, they want to win every regular season game, duh. But they're all about building it up for the postseason and playing. Everybody wants to play their best football by the time the postseason happens. The Chiefs, actually, last year, they were playing their best football the minute the playoffs started. It worked. That's the ultimately their goal. Yeah, they want to be a number 1 seed. They want the bye. That'd be great if they get back to doing that. But it's about building it up, and as you progress through the season, having, you know, the right mix and the right spots and have the right flow and all that. And this coaching staff time and time again has proven that. Because I almost willing to bet on Thursday night, the first few drives, people will be very frustrated maybe with Spags or something, right? Which is silly. And then nobody because adjusted better, period, in the NFL last year as a coach in-game than Steve Spagnuolo. That's why he's one of the best defensive coordinators in the league has ever seen. Yes, ever seen.
He's the only one to win with multiple teams and a Super Bowl title.
And so no matter how the first quarter, first drive, first game goes, I have plenty of confidence that Spags will get this thing figured out if it actually is an issue. Let's see if it is a problem or not at number two corner. There's also the motivating aspect of it, too. If you're Jalen Watson or Joshua Williams and your coach is out there publicly saying that it's unanswered. We don't have a guy that's emerged. You would like to think it should have been motivation during camp, but it didn't equate to the results. And somebody's going to step up and make a play and I think solidify that spot eventually. Here's the thing. We're not talking about a bunch of unproven guys, though. You're right that it's
Guys who have played for this team in Super Bowl wins.
Like that's the difference for me. I think I'd be more concerned if it was a bunch of names nobody knew. I mean, Joshua Williams played for this team last year. Jalen Watson played with an injury on this team a year ago. We also know even his rookie year, he came up with the big play on the opener or the second game of the year against the Chargers, had the big interception of Justin Herbert. Like he won them
that game.
He's made big time plays. So that's why maybe on the scale of 1 to 10, I'm at like a 5 of concern.
I just wonder if the Ravens aren't the best like test for cornerback two, just because of the way that they play. Like Rashad Bateman's the number two wide receiver. It's not a great option. Plus they go through Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely a lot. They run if they get out of game one and they look great, you don't want to jump the gun. I think, everything's fine or it's figured out with one guy because they looked great against the Ravens when maybe against the Falcons or the Bengals, you're going to go up against T. Higgins or Drake London or whoever it is, Darnell Mooney, whoever wide receiver number two is, or how they finagle to get the number one. And I just wonder if they won't be, they'll look really good on Thursday, but that's not to, the overreaction shouldn't be, well, they look great, then we need to roll with Jalen Watson, or we got to roll with Joshua Williams because he had two picks or one pick in the game.
No, it's going to be, but I'm all for hot hand game to game for a little while. If Jalen Watson doesn't have it that day and they roll in Joshua Williams and he's doing a better job, congrats.
Well, yeah, sure.
We might see the snap counts kind of move around a little bit because the issue has never been they think they have no talented corner. The way they have discussed cornerback on this team is they don't trust any of them to do it consistently. Look, this first week is not actually a good test of this because this first week, the number one wide receiver on the Ravens
that was
is
Drew's point.
It's just like it's not a good test anyway. It's Bateman.
It's only Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers,
the wide receiver room.
They're good. They're good wide receivers. Zay Flowers had a nice rookie year, but unless you think Tez Walker's rolling in after his funeral last year for North Carolina is just rolling in as immediately impactful.
That was an interesting way to phrase that.
Dude, they put their number on his helmet like he had passed away.
That's the way the sentence started. If people that didn't know the background were like, what are you talking about?
No, you're fearful of Nelson Aguilar. They're not going to come get you.
Yeah, Tez Walker was not eligible at North Carolina, and put a sticker on their helmet and stuff, treated it like someone had passed away.
Play for Tez.
Yeah, it was very weird. Yes, I'm with you.
Weird vibes.
But if nobody knew the story and all they heard,
Tez, what? Their player died? And he's fine now? Plays for the team?
No. I'm with both of you that, I guess on the flip side, Drew, if there's struggles in the secondary that room, then you're probably more concerned. I just also think it's just
you're right.
This is a defense that builds up as the season goes. That we looked up these stats. I don't have any more. We did this a year or so ago. And we looked at Steve Spagnuolo, first half of the season versus second half of the season. And it is a clear difference.
Massive.
In a positive way.
First half, second half, too.
In a positive way, yeah. In individual games. He's really good at making adjustments. To me, that's just a sign of a great coach. That you can have a game plan all week, and the other team, of course, is going to give you stuff you've never seen before or whatever, and you're able to adjust on the fly. That, to me, is what makes you a hell of a coach, and that's what Spags is.
The best defensive coordinator in the league?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, at this point, this is the best possible news for the Chiefs, their current situation, which is nobody's banging down the door to try to make Matt Nagy their head coach yet, and nobody's doing it for Spags, which is great. Sad news for them, great news for the Kansas City Chiefs, because you and I both agree at some point, Spags has done such a good job with that defense. It's actually kind of surprising somebody won't give him another chance, but nobody's going after the 55-year-old defensive coordinator come run things. That's not going to be the person who gets the head coaching job or on any shortlist for a head coaching job. So he gets to just keep being your defensive coordinator here in the middle of your dynastic Super Bowl style of run.
Yeah, and he said he would obviously would love to be head coach.
Where was
again.
He at before? Where was his
Rams and Giants? Rams and Giants. Remember the Niners this past offseason? Reportedly, right before he got that extension from the Chiefs, they announced that the Niners had reached out, like, because they knew his contract was up or whatever.
Shanahan is definitely one of those. He's like the teacher who walks into the class. He's like, "There's no dumb questions in my class," because he was out here ringing up Bill Belichick, being like, "Hey, you want a job?" He's like, "To do what? Literally anything, Bill. Don't care, man. Job's yours. You want any job in this building that isn't head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, I'll give it to you. I might even give you that one." And then he's out here trying for Spags because he's probably sick of Spags sticking it to him in the postseason runs where he consistently makes these other teams look bad. That's what's fun about game week anyway. We get into this, and you and I got to have the same conversation, which is we're 2 days away from the attempt to three-peat, the attempt to complete history that no one else has done before, the things that they have on the line that other teams can't say they have on the line. They're on their own. They have a chance to, you know, do something that obviously no one else in NFL has been able to complete. Plenty of teams have had a chance to complete it, though.
Cody and Gold here on 96.5 The Fan. And yeah, we are a couple days away. You're starting to get more and more excited. Tomorrow's Red Wednesday in Kansas City, so you'll have a chance to get your flags. I think anytime you got the coming off the Super Bowl year, those are always more interesting for everybody, too. These say back-to-back on them, right? That's a collector's item. If we can get our hands on one, we'll probably throw it in the Cody and Gold garage sale next year. That typically has been a very popular item as well. Yeah. But that, like, all these are signs of the season coming back. Like, tomorrow, I think they dye the fountains red around town, right? All that, those are all signs. Anybody that's lived in Kansas City, I know it's Red Wednesday, not Red Friday, but Red Wednesday is becoming a thing because when you win the Super Bowl, you're playing on every Thursday. So we just got to get used to this Red Wednesday thing tomorrow.
This is going to be this is going to be a wild year because the Red Wednesday thing, it's like, this is the year of the Chiefs playing every day of the week, but Tuesday.
True.
I can't believe we're going to have to go through a Chiefs season. We're going to have to watch them play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
They're acting like this is a terrible thing.
That's ludicrous.
I don't like that they're playing 3 and 11 days or whatever it is in December. Like, that's a brutal, brutal stretch. But in general, I've told you, like, that means, again, on some of those weeks, I've got football on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday.
Do you want that? You want to just eat up every day of the week for you?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Now, okay. If I'm a Chiefs season ticket holder, I wouldn't want the Black Friday game. I wouldn't want a Christmas Day game. I know they're in Pittsburgh this year, but like those are the ones I think would be problematic. If you're a road team, then sure, why not? I know the players probably aren't huge fans of playing on Christmas Day. I'm talking just from a season ticket holder or fan perspective. Like, yeah, if the Christmas Day game is not a home game, then you're probably okay with it. It's a home game. Some people, they like to go on Christmas to a game. For others,
it's like
a
family thing.
For some, it screws up their whole family plan. It depends.
They become like I think it's really 50-50. There's the families who take it as we're a family. Look at us, the Golds, all together on Christmas Day at the game. And then the other half, you become the pariah. You're like, hey guys, it won't be a Christmas. It'll be the game. Like, what the hell, Jim? Why aren't you going to be at family Christmas? We've been doing it at 3:00 for the last 20 consecutive years. And now you're not going to come for the Chiefs game? Come on, man. I think it's 1 year. I get Christmas every year. It's fine. I'll get another one next year. That's my general feeling on holidays, you know? Yeah, it'll come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.